The Plant Better phone calls are amazing. If you take them in and completely receive them, I go back to them throughout the week. I apply the principles to my life, and in turn, I actually plant better. It's like real life. It's no gimmicks, nothing fake about it. It is receiving great information, applying that to my life, and changing for the better. In turn, I'm planting better. I absolutely love the
call. Okay, we're now live at 5. For those of you who are just calling in, I'm going to skip a big chunk of our introduction. We have a special, I guess, holiday episode here. If you're listening to this via podcast, you would have heard it a couple of weeks late. It's November at this time, but by the time you hear it, it will most definitely be December, almost January. But listen, I want to tell you, I've got some people in front of me for the first time on this Plant Better Mindset phone call that we do every Sunday night at 8:30 Central Standard Time. I do have announcements. Let me just speed through them. RevTony.org, sign up to the mailing list and you get some free stuff for that. We have a podcast. If you missed this phone call, you can go to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast. It's me and my assistant, and we do this here, and we talk back and forth about good topics. We have people that listen all the time. Go to that. I do offer one-on-one coaching. That, and also, listen, go get some people over the phones right now. Get them here because we're talking about learning how to say no. Before I get into that topic, let me I'm speeding through this introduction because I want to save as much time for questions and answers. But I do have people in front of me right now. Now, also, I want to say this here to the people in front of me. Ask your questions as they come up because you never know who on the phone is one question away from suicide, one question away from their breakthrough, right, or whatever that is. You got that muted? Oh, that's right. You're muted anyway. No. That's okay. You're muted anyway. That's good. So either way, ask your – and make sure you ask them loud enough so they can hear you, and I'll try to repeat that. Let's get into this phone call. It's going to be very different tonight. There will be a bit of Q&A. Interrupt me as I go, okay? Listen, tonight we're talking about learning how to say no. Excuse that abbreviated introduction, but it's for a purpose. So listen, I need you to understand that successful people know how to say no. If you're poor – you can probably render some of this to your inability to say no. I need you to understand that the more that you work on other people's dreams is the less amount of time you are dedicating to your dreams. So I want you to understand it in this manner. Everybody goes through this, so let me give it to you plainly. And, yeah, you guys can feel free to always, if you know, your little line after y'all do, you can do that too. It's fine right in front of me. But listen, here's what I need you to understand. All of you guys, you get home and you're tired. You have dreams. You have all these dreams. You get home, you get tired, too tired to work on your own dream. So what do? Well, let me just watch this TV show and fill myself up. And what do? That's all the more time you're not doing your dream. And then you wake up tomorrow and you repeat the process. Why? Because you work for your boss, never for you. You work for your mom, never for you. You work for your church, never for you. All because you did not have the fortitude to say no. And so by the time you got home at 9:30 or 21:30, depending on which part of the world you're in, either way, by the time you got home at night, you were too tired to work for you. Thus damning yourself to never be successful, just to be living in mediocrity, because yes is the only word in your vocabulary. And that's just my introduction. So I want to teach you how to say no. But again, let me stick right there again. The more you say yes, is the least you're saying yes to your dreams. At any time, if you guys got questions, go on. Come on, give them to me if you got them, right?
Okay. For the people on the line, for the people that's on the call, I want to go back to a question that we covered.
Talk a little louder for me.
In learning to say no, do we automatically know when to say yes?
Okay. So the answer to that question is no. So when you learn how to say no doesn't mean you automatically know how to say yes. So I have to identify to you what you need to say yes to. And that is yes to your dreams. your quality of life, your dreams on your dream wall, your things on your tablet, your goals, your happiness, your peace, your furniture. Well, I don't care what it is. You have to learn how to what to say yes to, and it's saying yes to you. Now, for some of you, that sounds selfish. It should, because the only way to be successful is to be selfish. Understand that selfishness has a connotation that we bring brought to it that is a negative connotation. There is a form of selfishness that is negative, but you will never be successful if you are not selfish, because some of selfishness and a big chunk of selfishness, or at least a form of selfishness that leads to successfulness, is being selfish. Here's a few examples. I am not going to die today, so I'm going to exercise. That's being selfish. Does that make sense? I am not going to travel 90 miles down the road in a 30 mile per hour, right, or 30 kilometer, right, speed zone. That's selfish. You're saying, I'm not going to do that. And by that, you're saving other lives, including yourself. And you're also saving your finances, because that kind of ticket is nearly $400. You understand what I'm saying? And then you're saving the money on the fee for good. Bottom line is, being selfish is good, but knowing how to say no doesn't mean you know how to say yes. Because you can say no all the time and still live in a state or a perpetual state of inaction. Remember, you're only winning or losing. Now, let me teach you. Here are four different ways you can say no, okay? Four different ways you can say no. And get feedback in. Feel free to ask another question. Be quick. Don't waste people's time and don't waste yours. Don't let someone hold a 45-minute conversation with you about how you – and you know you're not going to do that thing. And you're not only wasting their time, but you're wasting your time, and that's 45 minutes that you're not living on your dreams. Remember, the Bank of Life gives you 86,400 seconds. Why would you waste all these – a day, excuse me, right? Why would you waste all these seconds listening to something that does not add to the quality of your life? This is why successful people do more than you. They're not in fruitless conversation. It makes no sense for you to be doing things that do not bring you fruit and think that you're going to have a fruitful life. You cannot have conversations that bring you no fruit and then live a life filled with fruit. Every conversation does not serve you. All people do not serve you. Stop doing things and holding conversations that do not add to the quality of your life. And the best way out of that is to quickly say no. Immediately, what you have to do is sometimes you have to be in a rush. Hey, listen, I'm busy. I don't have time for that. I'm sorry. Just get me later. And I, right? And just move on from that conversation. Tell the person that you can't do it and politely decline right away. No one's going to be disrespected by you if you politely decline them. If they do, that's their problem, not yours. But I will teach you how to respectfully say no here in a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? But what you do is you bless each other by not wasting each other's time. If you let me waste, listen, this phone call you said yes to makes no sense for you to allow me to waste 1 hour of your time. If you're not learning and if you don't think you're going to learn, don't wait until 53 minutes from now. Don't let me waste an hour of your life. This phone call is not for you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. This phone call is not for you. Here's another reason why you guys, some of you can't even say no to yourself because of your ego. Here's what you do. You're driving down a road trip and you take the wrong exit. You go down the wrong road. And instead of saying, no, this is the wrong way, you try to drive 40 miles in one direction, which is 40 minutes going 60 miles per hour. You're wasting 40 minutes of your life, 40 miles of gas, going in the wrong direction because you couldn't say, no, my name, you're going in the wrong place. Makes no sense for you to travel down the wrong way for 40 minutes. Makes no sense. And some of you have been going down the wrong road of your life for a whole decade. And had you said no in your 20s, you would actually be balling in your 30s. But since you did not say no to yourself, right? So some of you have a hard time saying no to others, but some of you have a very hard time saying no to yourself. And so you spend all your 20s with a sorry man, all your 20s with a sorry woman. Go ahead.
So because we can't say no to ourselves, does that make us automatically say yes to everybody else?
Absolutely. If you stand for nothing, you can't say anything. If you can't say no to yourself, if you don't have the courage to say no to yourself, you automatically don't have the courage to say no to me. Here's what that looks like in the real world. That looks like serving someone that will always have you serving them, and you never have enough time for you. Here's what this looks like. This looks like every time you're working on something, I send you a text message. Hey, do this PowerPoint for me. Hey, do this for me. Hey, go here for me. Hey, go there for me. And you go, yes. And you have such this great serving attitude, but you forget to serve yourself. And so you're robbing the quality of your household. You're robbing your kids' legacy because you do not have the fortitude to tell me no. So here I am being served with a cherry on top, yet your kids got to have their lights cut off. Does that make sense? Because you love me. We do this in the church world so much. You serve your pastor so much, right? You serve your pastor. I'm not saying not to serve your pastor, but I am saying don't you serve your pastor so much to where you go home and you're too tired to serve your wife. Did that hurt? Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Right, so one way to say no, right? I'm giving you four different ways to say no. One of those ways to say no, and interrupt me at any time because this is helping people. That was a good question. That wasn't part of the script. One way to say no is to be quick about it. The second way to say no is to be honest about it. If I'm not doing it, I'm just not doing it. No sense in me and me lying to you. Because if I lie to you, then I give you hope, and you're going to come back and waste my time again about the same thing I had no intentions on doing. Does that make sense? You see this a lot of times in network marketing. It hurts. You said you didn't have the fortitude to tell me no. I now kept calling you every month. And now you've discouraged me because this doesn't work, right? This doesn't work. And then the seagull baby ground. And I done quit my whole network marketing business because I'm chasing my superstar that don't have the courage to tell me no. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So be quick about it and be honest. Suggest an alternative, right? Suggest an alternative. Name another person who might be able to take your place. Hey, you know what? I'm going to bring this back up in a little bit. I'll say it again. That's number three. Suggest an alternative. Number three. Number one was be quick. Number two was be honest. Number three was suggest an alternative. Not only am I saying no, but hey, and I'm not telling you I have a better way. I'm just telling you I know somebody else who can do it better than me. That's another polite way to say no. Another thing to say no, ask for a rain check. Hey, listen, I'm busy right now, but can you give me another time? By that time, if it's fruitless, hopefully that person would have forgotten. Or if not, you're still too busy to keep doing it and they move on. Does that make sense? Those are the four ways that help you say no. Everybody got it? So here are four questions. Now, you asked the question earlier, how do I say yes? All right, here are the four questions you need to ask yourself. Okay? Here are four questions that you need to ask yourself before you decide. Do I truly want to do this? That's number one in those four questions. Right? Remember, the question, if you just joined the phone call, the question he asked earlier was, so if I learn how to say no, did I automatically know how to say yes? And I say no. You don't know how I might say yes. Here is how you know when to say yes. Do I truly want to do this? Listen, guys, if you don't want to do it and you don't have to do it, and it's going to stop you from chasing your dreams if you do it, don't do it. I just blessed you right there. That's not to say don't serve others. That's just to say if you have something to do for the quality of your life, and I stop you from pursuing the quality of your life, and you don't want to do it, and you don't have to do it, leave the burden on me to do it myself or find someone else who will. Don't let my emergency become your problem. Don't let my inability to do it myself or my desire not to do it myself become your harvest. I cannot explain that to you enough. You will find yourself working for people who will keep you working for them, and you never change the quality of your life. Think about it this way. Some of you are stuck in relationships in which you keep making that person better, but they don't make you better because you keep saying yes to their dreams, but they keep saying no to you, whether it be overtly or covertly. It's always no. So four questions you want to ask yourself. It's very simple. I'm giving it to you in order. Number one, do I truly want to do this? Number two, what do I gain out of doing this task or attending this function? There's another one. Mm. Hey, come to this meeting with me. Whoa. Don't try to dupe me into one of your meetings. Right? Especially with network marketing. I love network marketing. I'm not trying to speak against it, but no, I don't want to drink a coffee with you at your meeting about something I'm not going to join in the first place. Well, it's just a 45-minute meeting, but it takes me an hour to get there. It's not an hour and 45 minutes I wasted just getting there, and I still got to take an hour back. That's now 2 hours and 45 minutes I've wasted doing my dream because I tried to follow yours, and I was never going to join in the first place. Right? So do I truly want to do this? What do I gain out of doing this task? What has this person done for me lately?
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds selfish, right? But it is. You have to be selfish. What has this person done for me? Now, I don't want you to base all your life on this, but I do want you to ask it. I do want you to learn how to pick quality life, quality people, and build a quality life with them. Build a quality life with quality people. And if you keep doing things for people who have done nothing for you but hurt your feelings, it's time for you to move on from that person. Most of you will die trying to please somebody who was never going to like you in the first place. Most of you will die trying to please someone who was never going to like you in the first place. And the last one here, what else will I do with my time if I don't do this? What else will I do with my time if I do not do this? What else would I do with my time if I do not do this? Now, here are five things you get done by saying no. All right? So I broke that down for you. So you, most of you are not successful because you do not know how to say no. I taught you how to say no. In fact, I'll recap it for you if you wanted to. If you're taking notes, number one in how to say no, be quick. Number two, be honest. Number three, suggest an alternative. Number four, ask for a rain check. Then in that, so that's how you say no. Then I've taught you how do you say yes, right? So here's how you say yes. Do I truly want to do this, right? Like I'm trying to get you, I'm leaning you toward a yes of your dream. By saying no, like, oh, so you are, well, listen, I don't know when to say no. Well, here's the four-step answer to knowing when to say no. Do I want to do this? If the answer is no, okay, step two. What do I gain out of doing this? If it's nothing, step three. What has this person done for me? Nothing. Step four. What else would I do if I didn't do this? And if all that stuff is nada, then don't do it. Go ahead.
Okay, now what if one is the person has done stuff for you, but you're not gaining nothing by doing it?
Okay, fair enough. So let me make this up right now. I want everybody to come up with a 5-point scale, okay? So I want you to write down these questions, the same ones you probably already written down. The question was, here are the four questions to ask yourself before you decide. Now, since it's four questions, I want you, watch this here, I want you to come up with a 5-point system for each of these questions. Right? So question number one, 5 points. So that means you have 20 points, okay? That means and I want you to rank 5 as yes, this is awesome, 1 as no, I don't need to do this, okay? So if you get to 20, do that for that person. If you get the 1, don't do it. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so that's 20 for your dreams, right? So 20 for yes, 1 for no. Now, watch this here. So this is answering your question. Do I truly want to do this? If it's a 5, okay, not a problem. You don't mind doing it, okay? Now, watch this here. The next question was, what do I gain out of doing this here? So you go, whatever you gain, rank it on the scale of 1 to 5, okay? If you go, well, I gain knowledge, influence, that's another 5, okay? And then you go, what has this person done for me lately? Nothing, okay? So that's a 0. So now you just got 10, okay? What else do I do? I mean, what else will I do if I'm not doing this, okay? And if whatever you say is at rank of 5 in your life, you go, nope, that's a 2, okay? All right, so now you got 12. No problem. That's a 12 out of 20. Okay, 12 out of 20. You ain't got to do a reduction. You can if you want to. That's a 12 out of 20. Then you ask yourself another thing. Okay, you ask yourself, am I willing to go 12 out of 20 on this? Does that make sense now? See, I just saw your eyes. So if I, am I willing to go 12 out of 20? Am I willing? Because I need you to understand, 10 out of 20 is 50%. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, right? Right. So 12 out of 20, 60. You feel me? So am I willing to score a 60 on this exam? Now watch this here. Watch this here. If saying yes to you all the time gets me a 60, do you want to die being a 60? I sure hope I just liberated somebody.
Let me be a C student.
Right? That's not even a C student.
I know.
That's a failure.
Yeah.
You failed. And some of you are spending most of your life being a 60 for yourself, but 100 for somebody else. Because listen, because if you do it, you're 100 for them. But on the scale of you, it's a 60, and you wonder why you can't be successful. Because you gave your good time to being 100 for somebody else and a 60 for you. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you're always a 60 for you, how can you? That means on the scale of your life, on the happiness level of your life, you were just a 6. On the fulfillment dreams of your life, you were just a 6. If 6 is okay with you, God bless you. Good job. Be okay with that. But I don't know too many people who are happy with being a 6. Because if I tell you, let me tell you how much a 6 actually means. This job is worth $100 an hour, but I'm going to cut you 40% and give you, let's not do $100. Let's do realistic. This job is worth $10 an hour, but screw that. I'm selfish. I want you to work for me. I'm going to give you $6,000 an hour. Would you take that job? Well, then if you won't take that job, why are you taking that job for that person for free? At least you're getting paid to be a 60. Learn how to say no. Successful people say no to almost everything. Make sense? All right, let's see if we can work this out. So here are the 5 things that you get by saying no. Number one. Time to do whatever you put on the back burner. Boy, that's important there. Time to do whatever you put on the back burner. Some of you want to go back to college, but you keep saying yes to everybody. You can't even get that college dream off the back burner. Some of you want to have a family, but you're too busy working for somebody else's family. You can never make your own. Some of you have no dating life because you're too busy working for other people. Some of you are too busy to get pregnant. Some of you are too busy to buy a new car. Because, and here's the deal, all your hard work is buying me lavish cars. You rolling in a hoopty. Some of you are too busy that you catch a ride to work every day to put money in my pocket so I can buy me a new car. You're 100 for me, but a 60 for you. And I'm being generous. Let's go back to that point system. Think of everybody. Let's go back to that point system. These are four things. This is 4 things, right? Do I truly want to do it? Some of you, I don't want to do this at all. 0. Right? Most of the stuff you do, you don't want to do it at all. 0. I gave you a 5 the first time. Let's go very realistic. 0. Watch this. Okay? What do I gain by doing it? Nothing. 0. What has this person done for me lately? Watch this here. Well, you know, she did look out for me.
2.
I do owe her.
2.
Okay, you go 2. So let me be generous. 5. Because some of us, our self-esteem, I owe them. 5. All right, watch this here. Okay, 5. What else would I be doing if I didn't do this here? And some of you go, man, I could show me. You got a whole bunch of stuff. You go 3. That's an 8. That's an 8 out of 20. That's what is that? 40. 40. That's a 40. And some of you, you wonder why your life sucks because you are 40. You are 40 because you, but here's the deal. The person you're working for, grinding for every day is 100. You giving them 100 while you're giving yourself a 40. Now, how is that living a life worthy of you? How is that possible? You don't even realize it, but you're telling somebody else, you work so much, you're 100, but I'm a 40. And most of you are married in that situation. Rich people understand how to marry people who won't make them 40s. I know that hurt. Anyway, back to these five things. Here's what you gave by saying no. Number one, time to do whatever you put on the back burner. Number two, power to be in more control of your life. I just helped all my introverts and administrative professionals and good stay-at-home moms, right? Listen, you could be a stay-at-home mom. Listen, in fact, I don't know a stay-at-home mom that is not courageous. I mean, every stay-at-home mom is a hero and courageous. And a lot of them would lose their identities in their husband, making their husband 100 while they stay a 20. And that's not fair. It may be fair for a season, even if that season lasts 18 years. But at some point, we all deserve to be 100, even if you're a stay-at-home mom. Especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, right? Yeah, we can clap for that, right? You know what I'm saying? That's fair. But you don't know how to say no. If you can't say no, you're making yourself a 40. I sure hope y'all wrote that point system down. This is probably the best phone call we've ever done, right? So, let me repeat that. So, here are the five things you get by saying no. Time to do whatever you want. Number two, power to be more control of your life. Number three, confidence to say no more often. Let me tell you something. When you learn how to say no and you realize you didn't die from saying no, and when you realize that person, when they cuss you out from saying no and you didn't die from that, you learn how to say no again. I said this here yesterday in a different class, but I'll say it here today. Whatever you're doing, you're teaching your brain to be a genius at. Whatever you're currently doing, you're teaching your brain to be a genius at that thing. Listen to me, guys. Whenever your brain is scientific, it is strengthening. Every time you're doing something, you're strengthening the neural network for that thing. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Subconsciously, you're making a neuron. You're putting a wrinkle on your brain. That information highway is getting stronger, and that information is going faster. You're becoming a genius in that thing, that science. You don't get to disagree with it. Make sense? Now, watch this here. Most of you are currently being 40s, and you're a freaking genius at being a 40. And so here's what happens. You go, I don't know how to change, because you were genius at being a loser. Go ahead.
That you said that. All right. So you have a point system, and you right now, you add something up, and you told somebody a yes, and it's a 40 or 20, do you go back and tell them no?
Well, that's a good question. So there's two answers to that question, and I'm going to lean to the – so first off, pay all your debts, okay, whether that be financially, spiritually, obligationally. Your word isn't – you, even if – like if you've got it, you follow through with it, get it done. Because if you're not a character – if not someone who keeps their word, you're not someone who could be successful, right? And this is the most important part of this. Because if you're not keeping your word, it doesn't matter what you're doing to people. You have to understand, you're never doing anything to people. Even though you think you are, you're doing it to yourself. Okay? Religiously, whatever you're doing to these, my brother, you do also unto me. Right? But let's take it out of religion. Scientifically, if you're not keeping your word, you're vibrating at a frequency to only have a life that keeps you not being able to keep your word. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't religiously, scientifically, I don't care which one you do it. Keep your word or be a loser. You understand what I'm saying? Now, let's see if we can do it this way. Also understand, sometimes you just got to cut your losses. No sense in you drowning. And then I'm telling you, follow through by drowning. Don't keep your word and drown. You don't get to die making somebody else 100 unless you sacrificing your life so they can live. That's a good thing. Jumping in front of a bullet. That's a good thing. Because that sacrificial thing made you 100. A soldier jumping on a grenade, giving his life so others can live. That's a service for a country. Is you serving somebody? The quality or the honorific self-sacrificing act of jumping on a grenade to save lives in your country. If that's not the case, stop jumping over grenades to save somebody's precious ego. Most of you are jumping on grenades, doing self-sacrificial love like a wonderful Medal of Honor recipient soldier. And that person won't even cry for you, but you die for them. Learn how to say no. Let's see if we can get these five things out of the way. Here are the five things that you get by saying no. Time to do whatever you want. Power to be in more control of your life. Confidence to say no more often. That was number three. Number four, safety from overextending yourself. How many of you are too stressed to even do anything? Too tired to read that book that'll change your life? You want to lose the weight, but you're too tired. I'll get up and run next time. I'll get up and run tomorrow. Tomorrow is the mystical land in which dreams go to die. And a lot of you are, if you keep on piling up enough tomorrows, you'll be filled with a lot of disappointing yesterdays. Hashtag plant better. Right? Number five, opportunities you didn't even know were out there. The more you're saying no to everybody else, the more you leave yourself open for opportunities you did not know were out there. Does that make sense? The more you say no, the more you leave opportunities for other people that were out there. All right. So I want to keep going. Is there any, you got questions? Because these questions are good. Questions. You got a question? No, don't worry about that. Do you have a question? Number five was opportunities you didn't even know that were out there. Okay? So let me repeat that for the people that just called in. Here are four different ways you can learn how to say no. Be quick. Be honest. Suggest an alternative method. Ask for a rain check. Here are the four ways to ask yourself. Here are the four ways for you to decide if you need to say yes. And we put a point system for them. Put 5 points in each of these things. Do I truly want to do this? What do I gain by doing this? What has this person done for me lately? What else do I do with my time? What else would I be doing with my time? Remember, we proved, or at least we proved in the sake of for argument, that some of you are 60s and 40s while you're making other people hundreds. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. And the five things, time to do whatever you want, power to be in more control of your life, confidence to say no more often, safety of overextending yourself, and opportunities you did not even know existed. Any questions thus far? All right, ask me when you're ready. Just interrupt me when you're ready. Number two, so that was number one. The whole big number one was learn how to say no. And here are the four different ways to say no. That's the right? The big number one was how do I say no? That was number one, okay? And learning how to say no, I addressed the question, how do I say no? And I had 12 things in there. Number two, the big number two, is learn how to tolerate others' reactions. Now, you asked the question before we started. Learn how to tolerate others' reactions. Now, if you missed that, if that was a bit confusing, all 12 of those first things I said were in the big number one. I taught you how to say no, why you should say no, and the benefits of saying no. Make sense? Number two is very short. Learn how to tolerate others' reactions. Okay? That's number two. Here's how you learn how to tolerate other reactions. Just one thing in it. You ready? They reactions won't kill you. Please write that down. Some of you are too afraid to say no, and you live your life in mediocrity at the ego of someone else. Some of you are too afraid to live your own life. You're too afraid to hurt their feelings, so you hurt your legacy to save their feelings. You hear what I just said?
So that does bother your self-esteem.
That completely bothers your self-esteem, not because you're afraid to hurt their feelings. It's because by the time you get 35, 40 years old, you realize you have nothing to show for your life. And that hurts your self-esteem. You realize you're 40 and you're not married. You realize you're 30 and you're not in school like you said you was. You realize you're 27 and you're not what you wanted to be when you were in kindergarten. Not because you're weak. Not because you're untalented. You have the brain. You just don't have the habits of millionaires. You have the brains. You have the talents. You just don't have the habits. Warren Buffett would tell you, develop the habits of successful people. You have the brains. You have the talents. You just don't have the habits of successful people. That's actually Warren Buffett. I'm getting ready to quote Warren Buffett again in number three, right? Warren Buffett would tell you, you have the brains and you have the talents. You just don't have the habits. Most of you fail because you do not have the habits of successful people, and you cannot develop the habits of successful people always saying yes and making yourself unsuccessful. If you do not learn how to say no, you will doom yourself to be unsuccessful. This is probably one of the best phone calls we've ever done, right? Okay, so yes, that affects your level 17. So interrupt me at any time, ask a question. You too, I ain't got a question for you. You got a good question. Okay, that's all right. Number two, right? As I already said, I'm just going to repeat it. Learn how to tolerate the actions of the others. Learn how to tolerate the reactions of others. Number two is very simple. It ain't going to kill you. You saying no, nobody's ever died from saying no, right, in regular circumstances. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to die. Just because they cuss you out, you're not going to die.
So with us not knowing how to say no, and we're saying yes, are we saying yes out of fear?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're saying a yes out of fear or obligation. Let me tell you something. Let me hurt some of y'all. A lot of you are stuck in places that you would leave if you wasn't obligated to the person you serve. A lot of you would leave your job if you wasn't obligated to your business. But here's the deal. When is a good time to live your life in freedom than in obligation?
That's a good question.
That is. Always now. The answer to that question will always be now. When is the time to live the life worthy of you? Because here's the deal. Whether you have that job or don't have that job, you're still going to be obligated to bills, some sort of cost of living. You might as well get the job you love. A lot of you are living or serving in churches that you love the Lord, but that church no longer feeds you. And I'm not trying to make this religious. I'm trying to hit all these areas. I hit business, I hit spirituality, I hit relationships. I hit business, relationship, now I'm trying to hit the spiritual side. Don't think, because somebody's going, well, I say no all the time, but you don't say no to the spiritual side. Because you think you have to say yes to everything that your spirituality tells you to do. I have to say yes. Came in my, no. Everything is not serving you. Everything distracts you, but everything doesn't serve. You have to be distracted. You might as well be distracted in your success.
But in your spirituality, you're taught to be a servant.
Right. Saying no doesn't make you any less of a servant. Right. Now, if you're always saying no, that may be a little rude, but if you're saying no to things, you need to say no to most things. Why would you say yes? Let me prove that, because you always got doubts. Why would you say yes to something you can't do? No, I can't do it, but I'll figure it out. For what? Even if you figure it out, it's going to get done averagely. Here's how you say no to that. Listen, I'd love to help you. I will help you in any area in my gift, but I know someone who can help you in that area. I'll help you in any area of my gift, but that's not my gift. Stop doing stuff that makes you average. Learn how to say no. And stop using your religion to control you. Listen, guys, a lot of you, I got to stand up when I say this, because this is going to be terrible, right? This is going to be absolutely terrible. A lot of you, I have no way to sugarcoat this. I'm trying. I went through five different ways in my head to say this, and it failed every way. So there's no way this is going to get sugarcoated. A lot of you use your faith to be a failure. Please write this down. It doesn't even matter if you agree with it. I'm gonna open it up. A lot of you are using your faith to be a failure because you say, well, if it's in whatever your entity is, will, right? But it's also in your whatever your entity is, will to be great. Or you go, let me pray. And you start praying about things you already have permission to accomplish. Yes, I said that. A lot of you are praying and never getting started when you already have permission to do. And so you're too scared to take a chance. So you hide behind your religion and stay comfortable. And you disguise that comfort as obedience, and that's trash. That's a lie. The truth is, if you had the transparency to admit it to yourself, you're using your religion to be comfortable. There are daring people who are still as religious as you. I ain't trying to be disrespectful to any religion. I'm not telling you, I'm a religious person, but I'm telling you, a lot of you use your religion to be cowards. Here's another way you use things to be cowards. You say, well, she's so talented, I can't do that. Look how talented she is, right? And in fact, Lisa Nichols said something very similar to this. It might have said the same thing. Look how talented she is, I can't do that. And you don't get to use their talent for you to be average. Because you're a genius in your lane. But you go, I can't do that, and you don't even try. And you don't even know if you can because you haven't even tried. But you're using their talent. And the truth is, they didn't get there by talent. They got there by hard, ball-busting work. Period. But a lot of you are too afraid to do anything. And you're using your marriage. Well, you know, I'm just going to take care of the kids. Why you can't go to school and take care of the kids? What? There's plenty of people who've done it before you. Well, you know, when I pay this house off, I'm going to go, why you can't go and pay your house off? Stop using excuses. Matter of fact, we're going to get to that. Okay, we're going to get to that. Matter of fact, no, we're not going to get to that. That's in my... So if you subscribe to, if you go to redpoint.org and subscribe to the newsletter, you're going to hear this week. This week is called Preparing to Fail. I mean, yeah, so a lot of you are preparing to quit. The moment you say you're going to do something, you immediately come up with an excuse to quit when you do. And a lot of you are going, well, as soon as I go to school, you just said no. You just, well, when I pay this house, okay, so you just said, and when I pay off my 30-year mortgage, then I'll chase my dreams. What? For what? So you're saying yes to Bank of America, but not no to your dreams? I need you to understand, every time you say yes to a bill and say no to your dreams, you're putting money in the pocket of whoever you pay in, but not money in the pocket of yours. Number three, Warren Buffett says this, the difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. Warren Buffett says this, the difference between successful people and very successful people is very successful people say no to almost everything. I'll say it one more time. The difference between successful people and very successful people say no to almost everything. Did you get that down? That is absolutely so powerful, so simple, it needs no commentary. Number four, if you missed the big number one, two, and three, I'll give it to you. Number one, and learn how to say no, learn how to say no, self-explanatory, right? And I gave you 12 examples of how to, well, I gave you 12 points in that. I taught you how to say no, how to decide if you should say yes, and then what do you decide, what do you receive if you do say no? Number two, learn the reactions of others. What does that mean? They won't kill you. Number three, Warren Buffett says the difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. Number four and the last one, put yourself first. Three words. Put yourself first. Reason number one, you should put yourself first. Your job can wait. Oh, my God. He's telling me not to work. That's not what I said. I just said, why you keep taking your work home? Why you keep taking that stress home? Why you, if you take your work home and you don't get paid to work at home, you're now being paid to be a loser. Because if you're not working on your dreams, but working on someone else's dream, or if you're not working on your dreams, but you're working on your debt, you're a loser. I know that's harsh, but remember, scientifically, there's only potential and kinetic. You're only winning or losing. And if you're not winning, you're losing. Stop making up fancy words to justify failure. If it's not what you want, if it doesn't make you happy, you're failing. Okay? Number two in this here, your health depends on it. Listen, guys. Listen, you will run your body dead saying yes all the time. It's a habit I had to do. I had to break this habit. I used to say yes to all speaking engagements. I can't do that anymore. I'm maxed out. You will kill yourself saying yes to everything else. Number three, get ready to open up. I'm going to use the last 12 minutes for question and answer, right? I'm going to use the last 12 or 13 minutes for question and answer. Number three, you need number two, repeat it? Number two was your health depends on it. Okay, so we're talking about the big number four. Number one, your job can wait. Those people can wait. That task can wait. Work on you. That don't mean bring you to work. Now, if you have a job where you can bring you to work, good job, right? You're fortunate, right? If you have a job where you can print out their stuff and they still let you use their ink for free, okay, good job, right? It's okay. It's okay. Somebody on this phone right now that I know personally gets a lot of their work done at work because their job is positioned and aligned that way. They're not stealing time. That's just the kind of cool kind of job they have. Does that make sense? All right. So number one in this big number four, it can wait. Whoever it is, it can wait. Number two, your health depends on it. Number three, your romantic relationships will flourish if you learn how to say no. How many of you have lost relationships because you were a workaholic? Mm-hmm. Had to come home. You ain't got no time for me. So I'm going to have to learn myself. Right? Your romantic relationships will flourish. You learn to say no. So how? What do you mean when your romantic relationships are yourself? Because I need more than that.
Like, you do what you want to do whenever you want to do it, however you want to do it. You don't never spend no time with me.
Right, that's a problem in so many different phases.
Okay.
That's a problem with communication. Okay, actually, let me just fix that. It's a problem everywhere. Let me tell you what successful people do, okay? Now, okay, let me give let me just give it to you. You have to do it. Successful people have no distinction between work and home relationships. Nobody said don't take your work home. That was true for unsuccessful people,
sure.
Right? Because I had a connotation about that. I meant don't take your work home that's not your work, someone else's work home, right? So that's when I said that. But the truth is, successful people have a whole family in their business. All the Kardashians are celebrities. It doesn't matter if you like the Kardashians. They all on TV. We all getting this money. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go get. I don't want to do that. But let's not talk about the Kardashians, okay? I'm just going to say this here, just general statement. We got to be on TV. Everybody get plastic surgery, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody look good and on point. I'm not talking about the Kardashians no more, right? I'll let you do that on your own, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. We on TV. Everybody needs to look good. Hey, man, you ain't got no haircut. You can't do that. We're all part of this. There's no, right? So that means, here's what that means. Your wife is not in competition with your job. Your husband is not in competition with your job because he's a part of it or she's a part of it. Now, I'm not talking about if that spouse doesn't want to be a part of it and becomes negative, that's why you got to marry the right spouse, right? I'm saying success for people. Will and Jada, they both, Will and Jada Smith, they're both actors. This is the plural of actors, or actor and an actress, and directors. Now they got into script writing. They both script writers. But look at their kids. Right. Two of the kids is acting, and I'm sure the other one, the oldest, is behind the scenes producing. You understand what I'm saying? The whole family is entertainers. Why? Because successful people have no will. You don't remember it, but Jaden Smith was in a few movies as a kid before he had the braids, right? He was in the remake of The Day Before the Earth Stood Still. He was in that, right? He was in The Pursuit of Happiness. So that means daddy actor came home and said, son, let me hit you up with some stuff, and let me send you to the acting classes. Mm-hmm. Successful people, if I'm swimming, everybody's swimming. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? If successful people, here's how successful people families work. If I'm swimming and you don't swim, Michael Phelps, okay? You don't swim, that's okay. You don't have to swim. But we all eating this diet. Mm-hmm. See, you can't have that body that gets you to 24 Olympic gold medals, if they didn't go home and eat like trash. No. Russell Simmons, vegan. If I'm a vegan, you a vegan. Russell Simmons, right now, he's filled with yoga, right? If I'm doing yoga, you doing yoga. There's no separation. So they don't have to say no. They say no to everybody else, but my lifestyle is a yes. You in my lifestyle or you're not? Only poor people have a separation of work and professionalism, right? So here's how that works out. Let me tell you. I'll prove this even more. Rich people, they always on vacation, and they always working at the same time. Listen, when you don't know how to say no, you always looking forward to Friday. When you successful, every day is Friday. You get what I'm saying? Like when you're not successful, every day, man, I can't wait to the weekend. Because you don't have a separation. Because your job isn't fun, and the people you're around are not fun. There's no separation. Rich people are always working and always on vacation. Come on, everybody at least knows Beyonce, whether you love her or not, right? You mean to tell me that you honestly think while she on Cancun or on that yacht, she ain't working at the same time? You think Beyonce for the come outside, not glamorous? Really? Is that what you think? You think she gonna let paparazzi show up and she's not on point? That's work. You understand what I'm saying? So the wedding that her sister had, Solange, and how all the pictures went viral. What you thought that was an accident? Right? They knew they had to take pictures, and they knew they needed to be on point. That's not asking it. They always at work. Even getting married, they was at work. And everybody was involved. Make sense? All right, let's see if we can ask. We got 7 more minutes. Surely you got questions. Learning how to say no. I don't think I gave you number 5. Oh, no, I didn't give you number 4 or 5. Number 4 in this, put yourself first. Your friends and family will benefit. Right? I just went the whole spiel on that. Your friends and family will benefit. And number 5, most importantly, you'll start smiling more. Number 5, you will start smiling more. Period. You will start smiling more. Okay? Number 4 was your friends and family will benefit. Number 5, you'll start smiling more. That's the end. Come on, question and answer. We got 7 more minutes. Give it to me. How to say no. Learn how to say no. This is a different phone call. Audience in front of me. Speak loudly. Speak loudly.
I'm a teacher.
Okay, you're a teacher.
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher.
And number 1, you said your job can wait. I got work on me at the house.
Okay, so that's a rebuttal there. Your job can wait. So you got to work at the house. What do you mean?
I have schoolwork at home that's great. Something that needs to be done for my class for 2 of my students.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you went to school, or when you start getting your certification for teaching, Did they tell you and teach you, take all your work home and stress?
No.
Was that part of the curriculum?
No.
But you made it part of the curriculum.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? See, what just happened? Like, they actually teach you the opposite of that. Like, I've never been, but I know there's lawsuits would have happened if they taught you. Take it. I'm not saying you can't always take it home, right? I'm simply saying if you're going to take it home, then you need to take it home and knock it out immediately. Here's how I know this, because I'm a college professor. And so I have to grade papers at home. And I have to grade exams at home. You understand what I'm saying? But I never grade exams at home. I can't grade them in the class, but I make sure my grading exams, and I'm a theology professor, so there's no multiple choice here, right? So there's all essays. So I got to read one of my classes has 35 students. I have to read 35 all essays, right? 35 10-question essays. It takes me 4 hours to grade all 35 of these essays. You get what I'm saying? I do that in my office time. Mm-hmm. Even though I have to take it home, mm-hmm, I schedule it in my office time. So it never takes away from my it's unfair that I have to say, Scott, I got to miss your football game.
I got
great papers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so and as a young man, he joins games because dad's never home.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling you, well, I am telling you don't bring it home. Your job can wait. But what I mean by that, more specifically, I'm glad you made me open it up. Your job can wait because your future can't.
Mm-hmm.
Just that you have a job where you have to take some stuff home. But schedule it and some office time at home. Start scheduling work time, and outside of that work time, it's you time. And I don't mean getting pedicures, right? I mean getting pedicures and while working on your dreams. Does that make sense? Did that help?
Yes.
Yes, right? I also have to grade papers. And you've got like 86 students, right? 85. She's got 86. She said, oh, don't give me one more. I can't take one more. Now I've been blessed to have those 85. I've got endurance for those 85. Okay, right? But that doesn't mean those 85 students need to dominate your house. That is not okay, and it's not healthy. If they have to come to your house, you schedule 4 hours, 2 hours a day that is meant for work, and after that 120 minutes, you do nothing else for them, and you start working for you. When is a good time to schedule things for your life? What's the answer? It says automatic.
Now.
All right, we got time for one or two more questions. Give me something good. They over the phone. They called in from all over the world. Good question. You're going to make it all quiet. No, there's no questions. There's no questions. I didn't answer all the questions. Okay. I didn't answer all the questions. That's no problem. I didn't answer all the questions. So listen, here's what I want to tell you. I'll get some closing thoughts for the next 2 minutes. Right? Here's what I want to tell you. If you don't say no, you're automatically saying yes to failure.
Mm.
Not general failure, your failure. When you don't say no, you say yes to what's not worthy of you. I'm not saying don't serve. I'm saying don't serve to the detriment of you.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of anything is deadly.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you not apply that to saying yes?
Mm-hmm.
You apply it to alcohol. You apply it to exercise. Too much exercise is deadly. If you don't let your muscles tear down and rebuild new muscles on top of the old muscles, if you're completely always tearing down, you hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You pull something, or actually, you tear something.
Mm-hmm.
Too much anything is deadly. So don't apply that scientifically to everything else but your servitude.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, guys. Stop hiding. This is what I want to say about the religion part. Stop hiding the fact that you're too much of a coward to say no. What's your passion to serve? That's not true. Just because you have a passion to serve doesn't mean you can't say no at the same time. I have a great passion to serve. My entire life and income is serving. I just spent 2.5 hours on the phone serving somebody else in a conversation before this phone call. And I never made that person feel uncomfortable. But the moment I needed to go and open up these lines, I said, hey, man, let me go. I had no problem saying, no, let me go. And watch it. He had no problem saying, yes, I respect your no. Somebody missed your whole shout to you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, good people won't have a problem with you saying no. Only the people that are not worthy of the quality of your life will make you feel bad about not living the quality of the life you deserve. I can teach you all this stuff in which I have, but the one thing I can never teach you how to do is to be a doer. Everybody's a thinker, and that's good. But at some point, you have to do. I truly care about what you're doing. I truly hope that what you're doing is well. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I can't force everything. I can't make everything. What I can tell you for sure is, no matter where you are in life, you can get further if you simply plant better. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you, and good night.